With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. A new administration will take office next week under the leadership of incoming President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. New parliamentarians were also sworn in on Thursday, with the former Prime Minister Sara Kurongelwa Amadhila appointed as the new Speaker of Parliament, replacing Professor Peter Kachavivi. Public policy analyst Marius Kudumo shares his thoughts on the changes.
The new speaker has been long in government and she has been long in parliament. Therefore, it should not be too difficult for her to master the procedures and also applying those procedures. I don't think that it will be a difficult task. She is getting in big shoes. The issue of whether parliaments are performing effectively and attending to their work are the responsibilities of the chief whips. So we have to look also who are the chief whips that the various political parties are actually assigning.
Separately, with the 35th Independence Day anniversary being celebrated on Friday, along with the swearing-in ceremony of Namibia's first woman president, we asked State House Press Secretary Dr. Alfredo Hengari if he believes the incoming administration will be able to address the challenges left by the late former president Hage Geingob's administration.
We had a very difficult 10 years. President Geingob came into office at a time when the global commodity cycle burst was in full motion, and as a commodity export driven economy, our revenues as a government were affected between 2015 and 2020, severe droughts, and in 2020 COVID-19 hits Namibia. Jobs are lost in the tourism sector, jobs are lost in other services industry which are related to tourism, lockdowns. So difficult 5 years emotionally and economically. I'm confident that the incoming administration will take on some of these challenges head on.
The Namibia Meteorological Services and the Office of the Prime Minister have issued a weather warning for 15 to 21 March, predicting thunderstorms and localized flooding in several regions, including Komas. Authorities are on standby to assist vulnerable communities and minimize risks. City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenia has some advice for Windhoek residents.
We need to take precautionary measures. Residents in low-lying areas near riverbeds should take an extra precaution. Avoid crossing streets that are crossing over seasonal riverbeds during the heavy rain, particularly in high-risk areas such as Komas Dalka, Dutola, Auckland Park, Klein Windhoek, and Olympia. You can stockpile the sandbags where, if it's raining, you can put those sandbags alongside your property or structure to reroute the water. Keep the shovels and materials for emergencies, also ensuring that your drainage system is flowing properly and there are no blockages.
South Africa's presidency has cautioned political groups against actions that could worsen diplomatic tensions with the United States over the return of Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool. In a media briefing, presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya reaffirmed government's commitment to diplomatic engagement to prevent further strain.
The appointment of the new ambassador, South Africa's ambassador to the United States, the president is not going to rush that process. He's applying his mind. In fact, the president appreciates the numerous messages that he's received. He's been inundated by messages from people volunteering themselves to be posted in Washington.
And finally, Finland has been ranked the happiest country in the World Happiness Report for the 8th year in a row. The report, which ranks 147 countries based on citizens' quality of life assessments from 2022 through to 2024, places Denmark second, followed by Iceland, Sweden, and the Netherlands. Namibia is ranked 106th with a score of 4.83 out of 10. The report says happiness is influenced by the belief in others' kindness and the culture of caring and sharing. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.